بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we doing the virtues on the four rakat sunnat before the Zuhr Salah, and we mentioned the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who said that there is no Salah of the day that equals the Salah of the night, meaning the Nafil Salah of the day. There is no Nafil Salah of the day that equals the Nafil Salah of the night. Nafil Salah of the night meaning is the Tahajjud Salah, Salah that a person would recite in the darknesses, in the early hours of the morning. That is known as the Salah or the Salah of the night. So there is no Salah of the day that equals the Salah of the night, except the four rakats that are read before Zuhr. So such high virtue, such high reward is with this four sunnah that we read before Zuhr, that it equals the Salah of the night, like the Tahajjud Salah, almost like a person reading four rakats sunnah, like reading four rakats Tahajjud Salah. And the virtue of this Salah over the other optional Salahs, the virtue of this Salah over the other Nafil Salahs of the day is like the virtue of reading Salah with Jama'ah compared to reading Salah alone. We know reading Salah with Jama'ah is multiplied 27 times more. So reading Salah with Jama'ah is multiplied 27 times more. Here, the reading this Nafil Salah or reading this optional Salah of this four sunnat, we know it's four sunnat in Mu'akkada, is like reading Salah with Jama'ah compared to reading Salah individually. So much more reward it has than the other optional Salahs of the day, the other Sunnah Salahs, the other Nafil Salah. Why do we use the word optional? We might wonder why we're using optional in Sunnah and Mu'akkada. Because in classification of fiqh, you'll get something known as compulsory, which is faraz, mandatory. Then you'll get something known that is wajib. Then you'll get others now that will be known as optional. So under the optional, you'll get the Sunnah and Mu'akkada, meaning that this is the emphasized Sunnah, the person should do it. Habitually, he shouldn't leave it out. Maybe if there's some need, some urgency, he leaves it out, then there's no issue. But the Prophet ﷺ would try and read it often. So this is what it is referring to. That those salahs, optional salahs of the day, meaning that fall below the category of wajib, all those below the category of wajib, this whole such virtue, it's the virtue of congregation over reading it individually. Today, and there was one more hadith that we did explaining the virtue also. The Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي أربعا بعد أن تزول الشمس قبل الظهر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would read his four rakats of salah after zawal and before the faraz of zuhar. وقال إنها ساعة تفتح فيها أبواب السماء. This is such a time wherein the doors of the heavens are open. فأحب أن يسعد لي فيها عمل صالح. And I desire that my good actions go up at this time when the heavens, the doors of the heavens, Rasulullah also desired that his amal would go up at this time. So generally, people are involved in their business, people are busy in the day around Zuhar time. But look at the virtue of reading this four rakat sunnah. Even if it means us leaving our business 5 minutes early so we can read this namaz properly, how good it will be that we can benefit of such a salah, that it's as though we are reading salah at night, as though we are reading tahajjud salah, the doors of the heavens are open, and there's so many other rewards. Reading the four rakats of sunnah before Zuhr, something that we don't give much importance to, but if we just plan ourselves, apply ourselves, it will become so easy. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Sunnat al-Asri, the chapter on the virtues of the sunnah of the Asr Salah. An Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu qal, kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli qabla al-Asri arba'a raka'atin. As Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read before Asr Salah four rakats. يفصل بينهن بالتسليم على الملائكة المقربين. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would separate them by sending salam to the close angels. ومن تبعهم من المسلمين والمؤمنين. And the Muslims and the believers who follow them. رواه الترمذي. What is meant by separating them with taslim, by making salam upon the close malaika and those that follow them from the Muslims and the believers? This is referred to in tashahhud. We say السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. Salam be upon us, peace be upon us, salam be upon us وعلى عباد الله الصالحين, and upon those pious servants. Those pious servants will refer to all that makhluk that is serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be Muslims, mu'min, jinnat, malaika. All of that is referred to. Therefore, when a person makes salam also in namaz, he makes niyat for the malaika, and when he's making salam to the right, Malaika to the right, Jinnah to the right, the fellow Muslimin to the right. So all this niyat he makes when he's making salam to the right, all of them will qualify as a person making salam. So here also in tashahhud, when you say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, that salam be upon us and all the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in tashahud. And when a person is making salam, I say to the right, he makes niyat for this. And when he makes salam to the left, he does the same thing, that the malaika on the left hand side, the jinnat on the left hand side, the Muslims on the left hand side, all he makes niyat for them when he makes salam to the left. Anyway, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant? That he between, in the four rakats, after two rakats, he would make tashahud. Tashahud, like how we normally make tashahud. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue and finish his salam. And he would read four rakats. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, rahimallahu ra'an salla qabla al-asri arba'an. That Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that may Allah have mercy upon the person who reads four rakats of salah before asr. Something that is generally also not performed with regularity, because we think that the sunnah is ghayr mu'akkada. We don't have to read it. But here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making special dua for that person that reads four rakats of salah before, four rakats of sunnah before asr salah. Normally when a pious person comes, or pious alim comes, we all ask him, make dua for us. Everyone wants the dua of the pious person. Oh, how many of us would like the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a special dua. Rahimallahu mura'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on such a person who reads four rakats of salah before the faraz of asr salah. Yeah, we can get the dua, direct dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just by reading this four rakats of sunnat before asr salah. One last hadith to finish this chapter. وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي قبل العصر ركعتين رواه أبو داود. علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would read before the asr salah two rakats. Here ulama explain again that this riwayat from Ali رضي الله عنه, that there are other riwayats that show that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would read four. And here this riwayat is showing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read two. So therefore, ulama explained that this sunnah of asr salah, reading the sunnah before asr salah, is ghayr mu'akkada. Ghayr mu'akkada means not emphasized. If for some reason a person can't read four rakats, then he should at least read two rakats. But he shouldn't miss it. Obviously now if there's no time, then a person can't make up for it. Like the sunnah of Zuhar we did yesterday. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he missed it before the faraz, he would read it after the faraz, but he wouldn't miss the sunnah of Zuhur Salah. When it comes to the sunnah of Asr Salah, after Asr to read any Salah, we know that it is makruh to read any Nafil Salah after Asr. So a person can't make up for the sunnah of Asr after Asr. So therefore, even if there is little time, a person should at least read two rakats, but he should try not to miss out any of the sunnah before Asr Salah. Here we saw the rewards of reading four rakats. In this hadith we find that if a person can't read four rakats, at least he should try and get two rakats of sunnah salah before asr salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One is to listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other is to see how much we can bring it into our life. Mufisab was here on Thursday. The nice thing he mentioned, he said one is transmission. One is you get transmission, and the many modes of transmission today you'll get. People are using the live streaming on the phones, they're using the receivers, they're using the radios, and they're using other modes of internet, etc. to do transmission. So one is transmission where we're hearing the hadith, we're hearing the benefits, and one is transformation. Transformation, how much change came into my life after I heard the transmission? One is I got the transmission, and once the transmission has come, what level of transformation has taken place in my life? So we should always see how much we have changed, how much we have implemented beautiful sunnah, teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last point on this hadith, we saw that four rakats and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then two rakats. But therefore, there is a danger if a person says, I want to study hadith myself, I want to do the hadith myself, like we did previously also. A person can get very confused because he read one hadith showing four rakats and one hadith showing two rakats without any explanation, and he doesn't understand what the explanation is, then the person now gets confused. This is just one example. Like that, in the hadith you'll find many different examples where one hadith will say something, another hadith will say something in a different context. But because the person didn't understand the context and he went direct to the hadith, it will lead to a lot of confusion. So therefore, there's a lot of benefit for us in following our ulama, in following our mazhab, in being firm in what we're doing. This will help us also to carry on and continue things with istiqama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.